Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
So Laura, what do you do when you get a cold?
When I get a cold, I sleep a lot, of course. Okay, 就是要疯狂的睡觉。当然呢，可能要还是要多喝温开水啊。And drink lots of warm water. What about you, Pat?
Well, I like to eat really spicy food when I have a cold. And not just a little spicy, but crazy, oh my god, it hurts spicy. I think it burns the cold away. But if I feel really bad, I'll take some medicine.
Okay, interesting. Pat 老师的方法真是太特别，还可以吃辣治感冒。Okay, that's really cool. 不过同学们在这里还是提醒你们，身体不舒服还是要看医生啦。Okay, which is actually the topic of today's lesson. We're going to talk about the best medicine in the world. 世界上最好的良药。
Alright, let's find out what it is.
A plus Encyclopedia.
Health, the secret to feeling better.
What is the best medicine in the world? A. Hot water. B. Laughter. C. Sleeping. The answer is B. Laughter.Researchers from around the world discovered one common thing. Laughter can be the best medicine. It relaxes your muscles and improves your health. When you laugh, your body lets out special chemicals. They give you a high and relieve pain. Laughter also makes your blood move more quickly and can lower the chance of heart attacks. However,You must laugh in a certain way. Laughing loudly is the best. That's because it relaxes your entire body and helps you breathe more deeply.
Pill. Pill. Tablet. Tablet. Capsule. Capsule. Ointment.Ointment. Eye drops. Eye drops.
Like Laura said, we're going to talk about medicine. Today's question is, what is the best medicine in the world?
Exactly. What is the best medicine in the world? 世界上最佳的良药到底是什么呢?
Let's take a look at the choices. Is it A, hot water, B, laughter,Or C, sleeping. Let me just explain that laughter, L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, laughter, is the noun form of the verb laugh, L-A-U-G-H, laugh. This is how we use it in a sentence. I heard laughter from inside the classroom, so I went in to see what was so funny.
Okay, all these three choices, they seem, Okay. 我们来看一下我们有三个选项哦。首先呢有什么呢 ?A 就是热开水啦 ,B 就是笑而 C 就是睡觉。那在答案公布之前我们先来看一下笑这个字哦就是 laughter, 它是一个名词哦。那如果我们要说大声的笑哈哈哈哈我们就可以用它的动词则是 laugh, L-A-U-G-H。L-A-U-G-H 不过要注意哦如果你是微笑的话就是不是大声的笑呢你则要用 smile S-M-I-L-E S-M-I-L-E So Pat, what do you think the answer is? They all seem right to me
Maybe it's A I know having a hot shower makes me feel better when I have a cold
Okay, but when I'm sick, I like to stay in bed until I get better. So I think it could be C. 因为我们中文不是也常说休息是为了走更长远的路，所以答案应该是 C, 睡觉吧。
Well, actually, the answer is B, laughter. It's actually an old saying. Laughter is the best medicine.
不会吧，答案竟然是 B 耶，也就是 laughter, 笑。Okay, 那刚刚 Pat 不是有提到 it's actually an old saying. 我们都知道 say 这个字是说的意思啦，不过要注意哦， saying 是指格言、谚语这样的意思哦。Okay, Pat, do you know why the answer is B though?
Well, let's find out more. The article says, researchers from around the world discovered one common thing. Laughter can be the best medicine. A researcher, R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H-E-R, researcher,is a person who studies things in lots of detail, but not for a test. Researchers or researchers, both okay, often study science or history. If you study something to find out information, you can say you're doing research, R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H, research. For example, researchers are trying to find a cure for many diseases.
Okay, 我们来看一下哦。原来呢，世界各地的研究员都发现了一件事情哦，就是呢，哈哈哈哈哈，笑呢是最佳的良药啊。那研究员的英文呢，这时候我们要怎么说呢？就是要用 researcher or researcher、
mm-hmm.
都可以哦。OK， 那注意哦，如果我们要把它改成动词，也就是研究的话，很简单，就把刚刚的 researcher 的 er 给去掉，就变成 research， research， that's a verb。那注意哦，如果呢把它改成名词，就是一个研究的可能一个报告呢，则要用，注意它的重音会是变的哦，就是 research, research, and that's a noun. Okay, 所以刚刚 Pat 呢造了一个例句啊，他说 researchers are trying to find a cure for many diseases. 意思就是啊，这个研究员们都试图找出各种疾病的治疗方法。
So why is laughter the best medicine? How does it help?It says it relaxes your muscles and improves your health. Muscles, M-U-S-C-L-E-S, muscles are the things in your body that move your bones. Muscles can only pull, not push, so they always work in pairs. So you could say, I want to exercise more so that I get stronger muscles.
OK, 所以课文当中我们提到 It relaxes your muscles and improves your health. 这里呢我们是用虚主词 it 用来指 laughter. 所以也就是说这个笑呢 laughter 它可以放松你的肌肉并且呢增进健康哦。那当然我们要学习一下 muscle 这个字哦，就是肌肉。同学们赶快摸摸看自己的手背上是不是有比较硬的肉，只要平时有运动，基本上哎，你还是可以锻炼出来的哦。那 Pat 老师有说他想要多运动才可以有更强壮的 muscles 肌肉哦。
Here's some more information. When you laugh, your body lets out special chemicals. A chemical, C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L, chemical, is something produced or used in a chemical reaction. Water is one example. Salt is another.In this sentence, it's something your body makes when you laugh. So, we could say, your body makes special chemicals to help you grow.
Cool, I didn't know when you laugh, your body lets out special chemicals. 同学们，那你们知道吗？笑的时候原来身体会释放特殊经由化学作用而产生的物质哦。Chemical 就是化学的意思，在这里是当作名词来用，不过做形容词用的时候也是一样用 chemical 这个字哦。那刚刚 Pat 老师说水和盐巴都是化学的生产物或是反应物。 Anyway, 我们的身体也是会有化学反应的，所以我们才会发育成长啦。
But what do the chemicals you make when you laugh do? The article says they give you a high and relieve pain.To relieve, R-E-L-I-E-V-E, relieve something, means to make that thing get smaller or go away. If you have a headache, you can take medicine to relieve the pain it causes.
That's right. Relief 呢是个动词，表示和缓或是减轻。所以像是如果你有头痛的话呢，你就可以吃类似像是一个 Panadol, 就是止痛药啦，才可以怎么样 relieve the pain, 把这个疼痛给消除哦。
Laughter does more than relieve pain. The article says, laughter also makes your blood move more quickly and can lower the chance of heart attacks. Well, that's helpful. The word lower, L-O-W-E-R, is a verb that means to make something less. It can also be an adjective, something is lower than something else, but here it's a verb. For example, in a library, you say, shh, please lower your voice.
Okay, 注意哦，我们都知道 low 是比较低的，所以我们看到后面加上 er 就想说，诶，这是不是 low 的比较级？错误哦。这里课文的 lower 是一个动词，表示降低这样的意思哦。像是我们在 library 的时候，大家可能会说，诶，你的声音可不可以降低一点？如果有人说话很大声，就会说 please lower your voice。那所以课文是提到说 shall 可以让这个血液加速流动，减少这个降低心脏病发。
The article gives some more advice. It says, however, you must laugh in a certain way. Laughing loudly is the best.
Cool, I'm going to laugh loudly from now on. 所以呢，这个笑呢，也是不是随随便便笑，要有一定的方式，而且要大笑才是最好的哦。
The article also explains why. It says, that's because it relaxes your entire body and helps you breathe more deeply.Entire, E-N-T-I-R-E, entire means every part, the whole thing. So your entire body means all of your body. We could also say, I was so hungry that I ate an entire pizza for dinner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Once I ate two whole pizzas.
Wow.
Right, okay, 所以 Pat 老师跟我一样还蛮爱吃东西的，所以他有一次饿到他可以吃到整个 pizza, 整个我们就可以说用 entire 这个字来强调，其实它就等于 whole, W-H-O-L-E, 整个。
We also saw the word breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, breathe. Breathe means to do this. We breathe in and breathe out. In, out. It's a verb, so be careful not to mix it up with the word breath.B-R-E-A-T-H, breath, which is a noun. As a verb, we could use it in a sentence like this. Humans can't breathe underwater.
Oh, okay. 所以呢，我们来认识一下呼吸就是 breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E. 那如果我们要把气吐，吸气，吐气，英文要怎么说呢？就是 breathe in, 吸气 ,breathe out, 就是吐气。而注意哦，如果不小心呢，把这个后面的 e 给忘记的话，它这可会成为另外一个字，就是 breath。它是个名词，表示你吐的那一口气这样子的意思哦，或是呼吸的意思哦。所以注意哦，两个字长得很像 breathe, breath, 可是发音是不一样的。
Okay, that's all we've got time for today, so let's end the lesson. So today, we learned that laughter is the best medicine. We've seen how it helps people feel better.So long as you do it the right way.
That's right. 诶，不过这里我想要让 Pat 老师也分享一个东西哦，就是说，其实啊，动物虽然不会笑，但他们其实也会表达他们的喜悦。不知道 Pat 老师知不知道？ Hey Pat, did you know that animals can show that they are happy as well?
I know when a cat is happy, it does this.
That's right, and when dogs are happy, they pant and wag their tails when they are happy.
Like that.
Right.
All right. Well, go and have a laugh, guys. It'll make you feel better. We'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to pay on delivery. I want to pay by ATM transfer.
I want to pay on delivery. I want to pay by ATM transfer.
大家好，我是 Evita， 欢迎收听 A Plus 小聚会。各位同学，网络购物的付款方式有几种，你们知道吗？现在科技这么进步，甚至还可以买读卡机，自己在家里直接刷卡买东西耶。今天的小聚会是
，I want to pay on delivery.Or, I want to pay by ATM transfer.
意思就是我要货到付款，或是我要 ATM 转账。以上两种就是最常见的付款方式哦。首先我们看到 PAY, pay, 动词是付款、支付的意思。Delivery 是交付货品的意思哦。所以 pay on delivery 就是我们所说的货到付款。
我个人觉得这是最保险的方式，这样信用卡的账号就比较不会被诈骗集团所利用。而另外一种 Pay by ATM Transfer 就是自动柜员转账， ATM 就是自动存提款机，它是由 Automatic Teller Machine 的缩写而来， Transfer 则是转账的意思。 Pay by ATM Transfer 就是店家会给你一个户头账号，那你自己就去 ATM 选取转账，然后将所购买的物品的金额汇给店家的一个方式。好啦，希望同学们也不要花太多钱在网络购物哦，而且要多注意店家的评价，免得花了冤枉钱。最后我们再来复习一次今天的小聚会吧。
I want to pay on delivery. I want to pay by ATM transfer.
I want to pay on delivery. I want to pay by ATM transfer.
David, can you fill in?
你要我帮你 fill in, 填什么表格啊？
不是要你 fill in the form, 填表格。我是要问你， can you fill in for me tomorrow? 你明天可不可以帮我代班啊？
你知道吗？有三个片语通通都含 fill 和 in 这两个字，可是意思却截然不同哦。当我们用 fill in 后面接 for 再接人，这样的片语是指帮某人代班的意思哦。If you fill in for someone, it means you do his or her job while they are not at work. For example, you might say, Ken is filling in for Sandy while she is on holidays. 在这个 Sandy 度假的期间， Ken 就会帮他代班。然而呢，如果把 fill 和 in 的位置稍稍改变的话呢，片语 fill somebody in 却是指向某人告知某些这个近况啦，或者是情况的消息哟。So when you fill someone in, it just means you inform them. So for example, after Sandy returned from her holidays, Ken filled her in on what happened at work.就是说着当这个 Sandy 度假回来的时候呢， Ken 就告知他最近一些在工作上的进度哦。不过一般大家最熟悉的应该就是 fill in 这个片语哦，就是填写表格，填上空缺的地方哦。因此呢，这个填空题我们就叫做 fill in the blanks。所以只要是填上某个表格或是考试卷中的某个部分，大多都会用 fill in。因此常常我们在填写考卷啦或是表格的时候，都会看到 fill in the boxes, fill in the answers, or please fill in your name. 不过有些同学啊，在查字典的时候就会发现，诶， fill out 其实有填写的意思诶。 So what's the difference? 其实呢，当然就差别在这个 fill in 的 in 以及 out 这两个介系词。刚刚已经提过啦，这个 fill in 就是填上空缺的地方，而 fill out 则是表示你必须完成整张的，像是表格啦、申请书等等。所以常常我们就会看到 fill in the blanks 就是填写某处，而整张的话呢，我们就会说 please fill out the forms.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以如果要求人家格子要一个一个填，当然就要用 fill in。如果是这个要填满整张的表格呢，当然就要用 fill out。 那 fill in for somebody 就是帮某人代班，而 fill somebody in 是告知某人消息，不要搞错咯。
A plus encyclopedia.
Health, the secret to feeling better.
What is the best medicine in the world? A. Hot water. B. Laughter. C. Sleeping. The answer is B. Laughter. Researchers from around the world discovered one common thing. Laughter can be the best medicine. It relaxes your muscles and improves your health. When you laugh, your body lets out special chemicals. They give you a high and relieve pain. Laughter also makes your blood move more quickly and can lower the chance of heart attacks. However, you must laugh in a certain way. Laughing loudly is the best. That's because it relaxes your entire body and helps you breathe more deeply.